Juanita's on now, Ruby. Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Juanita?
Yes, ma'am.
And the president will be on, too.
Fine. I'm on also, Ms. Johnson.
Hello.
Hello.
Would you describe that Bible to me?
This is known as a missile. Mm-hmm. M-I-S-S-I-A-L.
I know that.
It's a
Catholic
member,
Bible.
St. Joseph's. And it's what the Catholics use to follow the Mass with.
Just a moment. A backup to the first of that sentence. I think he's just on.
All right. It's the St. Joseph Sunday Missal. It's what Catholics use to follow the Mass with. It is not a Bible in the sense. I guess we would have to have a church define it. But in my knowledge, it's not a Bible. Now, it is in a little leather-bound, hand-tooled, black, with a cross on the front, inside of that cover of initials JFK. There is no writing at all in the missal itself. It looks from the cover page that it might have been a gift. It says, the leather cover designed and hand-tooled in genuine calfskin by Bernard Cassidy, at Medford, Massachusetts. We have no record that it came in as a gift to the Kennedys from what we've been able to check.
Yeah, but how would you be able to check that gift at all?
Well,
we have ways.
We had a way of doing it.
But if this were a gift to the president during his tenure at the White House, we would have means by which to check it.
Except, as I understand it, Mrs. Johnson, they didn't control the gifts quite as closely as we did. But there is no card on this showing that it was a gift.
Then it is not, as I had thought, a government issue thing that it appears that there's a Bible out at Camp David, for instance. Quite a number of books on the plane, Air Force One now. It's not one of those that just normally...
No, ma'am, it has gilt edges.
It's a very common Sunday missal, though many people carry the St. Joseph Sunday missal. It's not unique in what it is, but it's a very nice little missal.
And this tooled leather cover is a separate and apart thing. It is not a part of the book itself. It was made as a slip cover over,
mm-hmm.
and it's easily slipped in and slipped out to be used with any book that size.
But there's no writing, signature, anything else?
Nothing. Nothing. There's a page, as a matter of fact, for writing and saying this missal belongs to blank and then with a date. There's nothing written on that page. And the missal looks very, very new. It doesn't look as if it has been held and used. The pages are very, very clean, shiny, and new, and the gold is quite shiny on the edge of it. Inside of it was the oath from Mr. Katzenbach on a piece of paper from aboard Air Force One. But I don't see how anyone could say it was a family Bible.
No, obviously it's not. But on the other hand, it is apparently the property of an individual.
Yes.
And not of the Air Force plane.
Well, let's be sure of that.
This that indicates that it was a gift is a gummed label. Apparently this man made these for many people because it's a gum label pasted in on the cover sheet, and it says the hand, read it, Dorothy.
The leather cover designed and hand-tooled in genuine calfskin by Bernard A. Cassidy, 38 Roosevelt Road, Medford, Massachusetts. And that's just, as Juanita says, a little gum label
pasted on
the cover page. So it would seem as if Mr. Cassidy, if indeed it came from him, put the St. Joseph's Sunday Missal in the leather tool cover that was handmade.
many people have written in the past asking.
What?
Many people have written over the months that you've been here saying, asking, did you take your oath on the open or the closed book? And asking questions about the Bible. And these have been answered very, without giving information in truth, on the closed book, but not defining or describing the book.
I just tell Abel all that background.
Yes, sir. And we'll show him some of the answers so he'll know exactly what we have said to the writers who have asked. Most of those came in the early days of your being in office.
I think the best thing to say is that if it's a book that was aboard Air Force One that did not have any names in it, and we just assumed that this book was like other books there, and since we take the oath of sacred truth, there's no indication in the book that this man was there.
Yes, sir.
And what about those initials?
I don't know what to...
They're embossed, Mr. President, on this slipcase of leather, just JFK.
That is stamped in,
but separate from the missile itself. This missile is quite removable from this cover.
I think I'll just show it to Abe. I didn't see what he figured.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye.